Maybe if I shaved off the nastiness covering three quarters of my face, I'd feel better about myself. I mean, I wasn't a bad-looking guy on a good day, but that beard, dude, I didn't even know where to begin describing it, other than to say it ate other beards for breakfast. Migrating north and south, the unrestrained growth was climbing not only up my face but down my throat. It was only a matter of time before my wily whiskers joined forces with the lonely south of the equator happy trail, and then I might as well throw in the towel. This was not good. Even if I wanted to get back in the beauty-obsessed music business, the doors would be deadbolted shut for the new and unimproved me. Not bothering to flush, I slammed the lid down and sidestepped to the sink, never taking my eyes off the asshole in the mirror. "What the hell did you do to me?" I accused my reflection. It answered back with a flip of its middle finger. "Very mature," I mumbled, as I made my way back into the bedroom-slash-living-room-slash-kitchen combo area of the space I now called home. I almost laughed at that one. Home. Let me be clear. I had a home. Three, to be exact. One lavishly appointed mansion for myself in Los Angeles. One gigantic eyesore in Idaho for my blood relatives to squat in. And one ritzy penthouse suite in New York. Yet I preferred to lick my wounds here, in this bare-bones apartment, with its white walls and dull brown fixings. The 450-square-foot holding cell was no one's idea of a relaxing spot to prop up tired feet after a long day of moping. If it weren't for my guitar, my keyboard, and a pile of scribbled songs scattered over the Yeti cooler I was using as my coffee table, there would be nothing in this suck-ass studio apartment that felt like home. I'd conceded defeat, and this was my place of worship. I think both me and the shithead in the mirror would agree. We'd hit rock bottom. Problem was, I didn't know how to pull myself out of the crevasse I was now wedged in. I needed outside help. Someone who could objectively analyze the situation and maybe offer up some worthwhile suggestions. Sighing, I realized I was going to have to use a lifeline. "Alexa, make me not want to stick my head in the garbage disposal today." "Playing grunge music," her automated voice replied, as screaming melodies instantly blasted from her speaker. I stood there a moment, stunned at the lack of communication we shared, before realizing maybe Alexa was onto something. Maybe I needed more shrieking in my life. "Ah, yes," I nodded. "Perfect choice." But by the end of the 3 minutes, I wanted to drive my car into a lake and not try to get out.